Let's go.
Hello and welcome to the Friendship Quest, a podcast.
Yes.
Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
I'm John and this is now my show. I'm taking over.
You just said thank you to me.
Oh dear.
We're back.
As another, always. Back at you with the funniest and interestingest of questions, answers, comments and concerns. I think that's what I said last time about what you could send us.
Yes.
And we did not receive any concerns, which is good.
That's promising.
We did receive some lovely comments.
Yes.
Would you like to read out some of them from TikTok?
Yes. Somebody said, the podcast is so funny. I love watching it when I'm going to bed. You and John work so well together.
We do work well. We're an efficient team.
I don't know about that. We have had other comments as well, people being like, wow, your friendship's so great, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
Help.
Excuse me. And somebody asked, if you wanted to be in a movie, what would it be?
Well, I think we mentioned it before with like the sort of Disney... I think someone asked if you'd rather be in a Disney Channel movie or show.
They did.
And the main thing about being in a movie is you want to be in something with, like, if you're in it for the success, for the fame, for the money, you want something with longevity. So imagine making yourself an established MCU character.
Yeah.
If you want to be in, like, a movie, you know, of substance. I'm being really mean. If you want to be in, like, I don't know, a classic film that people look back on, divorced from a series. I don't know. I'm a big fan of Wes Anderson films, like The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah.
Among others.
Do you know any other?
No, I do know. I didn't want to list. I didn't want to just list them. Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Well done.
Would it be better to be a voice actor? Because I like animated films more. Imagine being the voice of a beloved Pixar character.
Yeah, but a lot of people then don't know that that's you. So it depends. Once again, it depends what you want out of it.
I think I might prefer that to some extent.
Yeah, you might.
If this is a one-off and I'm not going to be in any more, I might choose a Pixar film.
Yeah, I don't know what movie I'd be in. That's my answer. It would be quite funny, I think, to be in a really bad movie but be, like, the best one in it.
Yeah, and, like, be obviously over the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like Robert Pattinson in Twilight.
Or you could be, like, giving it, like, 100%. Like, they say the movie was really awful, but this one guy, you know...
Yeah.
They're giving it their all. So respect for that, plus one point.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah. What's your favourite movie or TV show outside of franchises like Marvel and Disney? Once upon a time. Break the system.
Well, this is quite good for me because my favourite doesn't include Marvel or Disney.
No.
Mm.
I'm not sure mine would either.
Yeah.
My favourite?
Your favourite ever?
I don't know.
I like...
Sherlock Holmes.
You do love Sherlock Holmes.
I do love that movie.
That wasn't a Disney one, was it?
No.
No? I don't know.
Don't think so. No.
Probably not. Yeah. TV show. It's probably going to be an anime of some kind.
Walking Dead used to be up there for me, and then it became bad, so I stopped watching it. If you're still watching Walking Dead, let me know what's happening.
Yeah. Is it good?
I mean, I don't need the answer to that question because it's not. Game of Thrones was great.
Parks and Rec is my favourite American sitcom.
Okay.
Stranger Things.
Good.
I haven't seen it.
John, what are you doing? Umbrella Academy. I take it back. It's Umbrella Academy.
That's my favourite TV show. Okay.
I've watched that a lot.
Any more questions?
What Disney movie would you like to have a sequel if it doesn't have one yet?
Oh, I think we need Wreck-It Ralph 3.
Wreck-It Ralph fixes the internet.
Ralph fixes the internet. Oh. Ralph fixes the franchise.
Do you know what we don't need?
What?
Toy Story 5. What's up with that?
Is that coming?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
After the finality of Toy Story 3 and 4.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, you're going to make... I'm going to have to Google it now.
I mean, it's not a Disney movie, but let's all agree, Shrek 5 needs to happen. Because there were
rumors of it. Oh, that is happening,
it.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
That it is.
It's been in the pipeline for so long. How can it live up to the expectation?
Will there be a Toy Story 5? It's scheduled to release in 2023.
No way. I can believe it.
No, not Shrek 4. Let me Google Shrek 5.
Is Shrek 5 real? Because...
2022.
Ugh.
What is that?
Is it a meme? Is it not real? I don't know.
No, it's real, right?
I don't know.
It came up on my Facebook.
I've seen it, but I've seen people memeing it so much that there's going to be Shrek 5. It's going to be the best movie, and I don't know.
Everything we know about the movie so far.
Okay. If Screen Rant says
Untitled
it.
Shrek Reboot, IMDb.
Reboot?
I don't know.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, dear. To be fair, if they re-released Shrek, completely remade the original...
But with good animation.
First two Shreks with quality animation.
The,
can you imagine?
Like, voice acting and songs and everything else remains the same, but just the animation is updated. But not in, like, a weird way.
In, like,
the characters look the same, but just good.
Give it the glossiness of Shrek 4. With the substance of Shrek 1 and 2.
Yeah. That's all the information I've got, John.
Toy Story 6. Can you believe?
We don't need toys. Anyway, the actual answer to the question. There was going to be a Treasure Planet 2.
Oh.
And it got cancelled.
That would be pretty cool.
I don't know. I don't think it needs it. I think it would ruin it.
It doesn't need it, but it could have been good.
What needs a sequel? Moana 2 would be pretty cool.
Again, I don't know why they'd take it.
A few technical glitches later.
A few technical... One... What's the SpongeBob voice? 1 hour.
10 minutes later.
A few technical glitches later.
Yeah. We lost some audio, but not any crucial audio.
We were just talking about Shrek 5, so don't worry.
Yeah, we were. Okay, well, I don't think we came up with an answer to that question, though.
I think the realist answer is no movie needs a sequel.
Oh.
I hate to say it.
Oh, okay.
But, like, there's... Most movies shouldn't need a sequel.
That's sad.
I know.
Okay, well, let's...
Safest bet.
Let's
go!
And hope that my laptop doesn't delete any more of the comedy gold that leaves our mouths.
And enters your hearts.
Oh, it cut out the joke about up to...
Down. I love it.
Anyway.
Not important.
Let's get to the question.
Yes. So.
What's our question, John?
Our question today is... What, how, who can we make the best sport? You can use any of those question... What are they called?
Question words.
Question words. Use any of the question words you like. But we want to make... The best sport. Now, we should preface this by saying we do not watch sports in
and
general.
And we don't play sports.
I have played sports.
I've played sports. I represented my school at Rounders.
Oh, I was a swimming boy. I was a tennis assistant coach.
I teach dance.
You do? That's sport. I was... Very good at the long distance in year 7.
Oh, yeah, I like long distance.
You know what? Let me tell you a sad story in school. I was always okay at long distance running.
Yeah.
In fact, in year 7, when we were in sets for PE.
Yeah, I had that, yeah.
So they would sort people by ability.
Yeah.
And I was good at running, but not very good at football or rugby.
Yes.
So I was put in set 1 because I came 10th in the year in the long distance.
Whoa,
pretty
okay.
Cool, right?
Yeah.
And then the next PE session, we played football. I got moved to set 2.
Oh,
the next
God.
PE session, we played rugby and I got put in set 3. And then I stayed in set 3 for a long time.
That is sad.
I enjoyed set 3 because I was usually fitter than some of the other people in it, but
I was in set 3.
Mm-hmm. How many sets were there?
3.
Oh, there were 4. Oh. So I didn't feel too
no,
bad.
No, I was in set 3 of 3. My friends were in set 2. I didn't take
classic.
It to heart.
Yeah.
I enjoyed most sports and I wasn't like bad at any of them. I just wasn't particularly fit at that age.
I just never enjoyed playing. I never enjoyed football or rugby that much, so I didn't really know how to play properly.
I think actually the sets were only for athletics.
Oh really?
And that is not my strong suit. I would cry at the high jump.
Okay.
So I didn't do the high. I would run up to the pole and then cry. And then
It's not called run and cry, Katie.
I wasn't very good at the long jump, but okay. That's not surprising.
Yeah.
I made it over the first two hurdles once.
Oh, very good.
And I couldn't sprint to save my life, but I was really good at the 1500 meters. Do you know what they put me in for sports day?
What?
200 meters.
Oh, classic blunder.
So guess who came last? Yeah, it was me. Great.
I came last in the 800 meters one year, and that was pretty embarrassing.
Oh, no.
Because I thought I could do that one.
Yeah, that's sad. All right.
Yeah. Gosh. I also did tug of war in sixth form. That was quite fun.
We played badminton a lot in sixth form.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm.
So I like badminton, tennis, rounders. Basketball. I'm quite short, but I did enjoy basketball.
I enjoyed basketball too.
That might be it.
Yeah. So running, swimming and tennis were my main sports.
Okay. Anyway, that's our experience with sport. And as you can tell, we're not experts.
We're scarred.
We are here to provide you with the best sport for us.
For us. We're going to make the best sport.
Yeah.
So let's have a look at what sports there already are.
Yeah.
And what do we like about them?
Well, maybe let's think about what is sport? What counts as sport? Because there's some debate, right?
Good
and
point.
I said, oh, I teach dance.
Yeah.
Some people would argue that dance isn't a sport, and you're wrong.
I think it would depend on what you're doing with it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, running on its own isn't sport.
Okay.
But a race is a sport.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So a dance competition would be sport.
Mm-hmm.
But doing a dance isn't necessarily sport on its own.
Well, let's see what
Let's have a look. Wikipedia has says
sport pertains to any form
pertains word of the day
to any form of competitive physical activity or game. So, yeah, so it has to be competitive.
Yeah. So it's and yeah, it goes on to say improves physical ability or skills.
Okay.
While providing enjoyment to participants and in some cases entertainment to spectators. So could we have competitive podcasting? Would that be a sport? Like, how far does it go? Pie eating contest?
I don't know. I don't care.
Don't want to think about it.
John, I don't care.
Okay. What's your favourite sport?
To play?
Yes.
Rounders.
And to watch?
I don't really watch sport, so that was a mistake from me. Although, before this, we just watched a video of
baton
twirling, which is possibly my favourite thing I've ever seen. They threw those batons so high in the air, it didn't come down for like a minute. What is up with that?
It's pretty...
That was epic.
Off the chain.
When I watch the Olympics, I always want to watch the gymnastics.
Yes.
That's my favourite thing to watch on there, I think.
What about like, there's some dancey kind of sports.
Yeah.
Certainly gymnastic routines and, I don't know, I said that weirdly.
Yeah, you did.
Figure skating and things like that, I think can be very, I enjoy those.
Yeah.
For the artistry.
Yeah.
It's like a dance. Whereas as opposed to like, you know, race. I mean, races are kind of exciting when they're short.
Yeah,
100 meters is always exciting.
Can't get behind like going to see Formula One, for example.
Interesting.
Surely you stand there, you wait, the car goes vroom, and it's gone.
But you're watching. Well, like if you're, I don't know if you can watch Formula One there. Can you?
Yeah.
Can you go?
There are people there. Yeah.
And they just watch the cars go by.
Yeah. Oh. They've paid.
It seems like you get a better view on a TV at home. I presume
exactly.
There are screens there.
Golf has some similar issues to watch as well. Because you just got to like pick a place to stand.
You get very close though to the action.
Yeah, and then you get hit in the face of the golf ball.
Oh yeah, to be fair. It'd be pretty exciting watching putting Must be exciting seeing putting up close, like on the final moments.
Okay.
Oh, yay! Yay. You like those people in Wii Sports? You get to be the crowd.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Must be very off-putting. I enjoy tennis a lot because I played it a lot, so I understand.
Oh,
it.
I do like watching tennis.
And watching tennis is quite fun.
That's a good point, actually. It's a lot nicer to watch a sport where you understand what's going on.
Yeah, if you understand, I mean, what we talked about before with like listening to songs with singing and stuff that you respect. Like, there's the more you understand it, the more you can appreciate it.
I've watched volleyball on TV before. That was pretty cool.
I love volleyball.
I used to like playing volleyball. I wasn't very good at it, but I did enjoy playing it.
I enjoyed playing volleyball because whenever it came up as an option, I think we could only play it in sixth form because we got to choose what PE we did then.
Yeah.
So it wasn't sets. And I always picked volleyball because I didn't want to play football outside. And then everyone else who picked it were the people that are not sporty people. So our team usually won because I was one of the only people that could like get the ball over the net with a serve. Yeah. I think... So let's hit on something. Do we want our sport to have a ball involved? Or do we want our sport to have a physical object?
Yeah, I think
so. Because otherwise we're sort of limited. What are the sports that don't have objects? Running?
I don't
swimming?
Know.
Swimming? Oh, it's got water. I don't know if that counts.
No, that doesn't count.
I'm just trying to think. Because you have sports with a physical object like football.
Yep.
But then you have like racket sports, like tennis.
I don't know. I think we need to go through some sports.
Yeah, let's go through some sports. Let's talk about the merits.
Okay, so you've got this broken into categories. Acrobatic sports.
Oh, this is physical sports as well. We should
mention. Yeah, this is physical sports.
Acrobatics.
Parkour.
Gymnastics. Free running. We love. Stunt. I like
trampolining.
This.
Trampolining! Oh, we should have a trampoline there.
To be fair, trampolines are pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, I like that.
I think
that
should be incorporated into the sport.
Yeah, I'll make a list.
Yes.
Hang on.
Good idea.
Trampoline. Okay, good.
Good.
That's my favourite thing from acrobatic sports.
Very nice.
Is a trampoline.
Air sports. I don't know what this is. So this is like gliding?
It involves just planes and stuff, being in the air.
While being in the air does entice me, I think piloting a plane would be too difficult to do in addition to the other fun things sports might have to offer.
I just think it's too far. And also, I know nothing about it.
And also, trampolines, you get some air time.
Air sports.
Air sports.
Tick.
Archery.
I love archery.
Archery's pretty cool, not going to lie.
Archery on a trampoline.
Sounds dangerous. I like it.
Yeah. I don't know if it's something I need in a sport, but it's pretty cool.
It is cool. I think I enjoy it being included as part of, like, I don't know what, is it pentathlon? It's one of the athlons.
Oh, right.
Where there's,
and
like,
it's in that.
Yeah, I think it might be in the Winter Games. I don't know. But you do a race and then you shoot some arrows. You know, it's part of that. It's good to include in an athlon.
Nice. Ball over net games.
So this is a big one.
Yeah, because it's got badminton in there.
Volleyball.
Football, tennis.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
Okay. There'll be a lot of sports on here that, like, aren't really known in the UK that we won't know, that we will probably skip over.
Or are just not popular anywhere, but are played in small circles. Perhaps.
Yeah, and they'll probably be epic.
Fistball.
So volleyball, tennis and badminton are great shouts.
Great shouts. I love the rackets. Volleyball's great because you don't even need the racket.
Yeah.
All you need is a ball and a net.
Yeah.
Trampoline volleyball. You could jump so high to spike the ball.
I'll write ball and net.
Ball and net. Definitely included. Can you imagine, like,
that
playing
would be
volleyball
cool.
on an entirely trampoline spongy
That's
surface.
That's epic. Oh, we've already made the best game. Done.
Basketball.
It has hoops.
We do
you
like hoops.
You can get extra points from hoops.
Yes. Okay, include the hoops.
It's all coming together.
I like this.
Hoops.
I got my hoops.
Yeah, okay. Bat and ball. Baseball. I am aware I'm turning away from the mic to look at my laptop.
I'll relay what you're saying to the mic.
Don't. Baseball, cricket.
Yes.
So much cricket. Oh my gosh.
So like this is bat and ball. Similar to rackets.
Rounders. I love rounders.
I do love rounders.
That was my best sport, hence representing the school in it, but only in Team B. But if I'd have stuck on, I might have made, Team A, but they didn't like me.
Yeah, I enjoy softball. It's hard, though.
I'd like to have a rounders aspect, but, I mean, what's good about rounders?
It's just the fact that if you're... Okay, if you've got, like, bats, it's not like the same as, like, a light badminton racket. If you're trying to hit a ball while you're bouncing around on trampolines...
Yeah.
Mm.
I think what I also really like about rounders is the throwing and catching element of it. I'm really good at throwing and catching, and I know that's very basic. What?
It's got a lot of elements, because it's running round.
Yeah.
It's throwing.
Yeah.
It's catching, and it's hitting.
Yeah.
All right. Put bat question mark, and we'll see what comes of it.
Okay. Good.
Hmm. Baton
twirling. There it is.
We love baton.
But I'm not sure how we'd incorporate it.
I think it will come about naturally. There'll be a dance element to our sport.
A dance element.
Dance element. Yeah?
Do you want me to write that down?
Yes.
Ridiculous.
Dance. Nice.
Okay. Colour guard.
Is that like...
That's like flags.
Flag spinning. That's too similar. It's like baton twirl. Baton. Okay.
Well,
it's like baton.
We've got that covered.
I think that's fine.
Boards.
Oh, skateboards.
I just couldn't do this.
No, it's too difficult.
Oh, do you like bodyboarding?
Are we in the water now?
Well, apparently.
Oh, paddle boarding. Mm.
But no.
I think board sports, they're too isolated. Not going to work.
Catching games.
Like dodgeball, yeah. So I think that's incorporated into our...
Yeah.
In our lineup.
Climbing?
Hmm.
If you had climbing walls surrounding the trampolines, you could climb up them to catch the ball.
Yes. There's, like, footholds. Like, you climb...
Yeah.
You jump up onto the wall.
Like and you Spider-Man. Jump across,
you're like Spidey. You're not allowed to stay on the trampoline too long. This is so good. Keep going. We can do this.
And also, you have to like twirl in the air while you're doing it.
You get a bit of twirl.
Extra points
as a baton comes down.
That's
this is coming together.
Element.
This is coming together. Cycling, no, not allowed.
I quite like watching cycling in the Olympics, but no.
In like a velodrome.
Yeah.
When they go round. Yeah, that's quite fun.
It's terrifying.
It looks scary.
Yeah. Ski bob. I don't know what that is, but it's a funny word.
I've heard of it.
Ski bob.
Unicycle. I mean, that almost is better than cycling, but let's not be real here.
Oh, combat sports.
Okay.
Jiu-jitsu. Lost in paradise.
Sudden day fading now. Singing. Sports singing. Wrestling. Do we want wrestling? Punching.
I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't think it's going to work with all the trampolines.
It's never been my favourite thing.
Especially if this is a net sport, I don't see how we can incorporate like contact into it. Unless you're wrestling your own teammates.
Whoa. Be the last one standing on your team. Ultimate victory.
I think it can be a contact sport. Like, I think it would be fun to include like the acrobatics of it. Let's say you're like, you can push your like you can touch your like team members on your side of the trampoline net.
Yeah.
And you sort of like, you can push each other or hurl each other, or like, you know, you make a chain of people across. Can you imagine? I'm saying that contact is allowed.
Okay.
But it won't form, it's not gonna be
a wrestling thing. Yeah, combat sport is out.
Striking.
What?
I think that's another sort of combat.
Oh,
so it's not wrestling, it's like boxing.
Oh, yeah, we're still in combat. Yeah. Weapons, axe throwing.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? Weapons.
Let's see.
Fencing.
No. Fencing. I don't think we can include fencing. Or cue sports.
No cues.
No.
No snooker. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Dog sports. There's a dog. No, that's cruel to the dog. You're bouncing him about on the trampoline.
Throw the dog on the trampoline.
Yeah.
Fight the dog.
Oh my god.
Okay, let's put this under an umbrella of animal sports, because next is equestrian sports, so like horse racing.
Well, you still can't have a horse there, can you?
That's what I'm saying. I think we might have to exclude animals.
And fishing. Exclude fishing. Oh, there's just like a pool in the middle with fish.
It's like in the half time you get to
you
do
have
a
to
fishing
fish.
Break. Yeah. No. No fishing.
Flying disc sports.
Frisbee. To be fair.
What if it's a frisbee instead of
a ball? Put down frisbee. We'll see if we can include it. I'm liking that.
Frisbee. Because then you can catch it midair and you have to like twirl. Football. Now. God, there's so much football. Jeez. Anyway. Oh, was my laptop broken? Nope.
It looks all right. Okay.
Football has never been my favourite sport.
No.
I used to play football in primary school.
Yes.
And I was, I think, either the only girl on the team or one of two girls on the team.
Mm.
And so I was never passed the ball. Mm. I never did anything. I could have just sat down in the middle of the field and everybody would have just kicked balls over me.
I had a very similar experience because I wasn't very good.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. I get the... football has an appeal because it's so simple in that... No, not in a bad way, in that all you need is a ball, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So long as you've got a ball, you can play it anywhere. Mm. Which I think is why people like it so much. Or get into it as when they're young.
Yeah. I think I'm just put off by the...
I don't enjoy watching it.
The sort of crowd around it.
Yeah, so I've never been really into it. I don't know.
I don't think it's going to feature in our sport, is what I'm trying
to say. Well, we've
got
a ball. Maybe you can touch it.
Do we, though? Or has it changed for a frisbee? That's the question.
Okay, potentially. But in volleyball, you can touch the ball with your foot. So, you know.
That's football done. Golf?
No.
No. Gymnastics we've included.
Yeah, gymnastics is already in there. We already got trampoline.
Handball's already included. Hunting. I mean, it shouldn't exist in the first place, so it's not going to be an arse sport. Ice sports.
See, okay.
We can't. There's no way.
I want put ice in there. I want there to be like an ice aspect. Or
there can't be, John.
Every good sport has an ice version.
Okay.
Or could have an. That's not true, but it could have an ice version. Imagine ice tennis.
But if a key element of our sport is that it has trampolines, I don't know how it could have an ice version.
Well, it's like field hockey and ice hockey. It's trampoline sport and ice sport.
But that takes away a huge element of the sport.
Okay, sure. Can you put ice question? Because I want it in there somehow.
I will.
We're including like figures. If we have like an artistic dancey part, then maybe there's, you know, like figure skating in there.
Kite sports.
Like parachuting.
Have a kite.
Parasailing, I mean.
It's a bit like Quidditch. At some point, a kite will come in and you have to catch it.
You know what? Yeah,
extra points.
Put in kite. I like that. Or we might not include it, but...
Or maybe that's the frisbee.
No.
Oh.
What? How would that work?
I don't know.
I like the idea because it's such an airborne sport that a kite flies across.
Yeah.
And that's like 10 bonus
points.
It's like the snitch. Get the kite! And everyone like throws their frisbee at the kite.
Yeah, to try and knock it down.
Yeah,
yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. Maybe we can include hunting into that. You have to shoot.
Oh, it's kind of hunting. No, you're right. But without like,
it's like clay pigeon shooting.
Yes, yeah, you've got to throw a frisbee at the kite.
Maybe you just have
like small frisbees like on your belt, ready for when the kite comes down.
It's like disc throw. Oh,
and then that's when the the frisbees come out is when the kite comes out.
So it's a ball sport, down. And then you have discs.
Yeah.
Oh, you have discs on your belt, yeah. And you throw them.
Yeah.
I kind of like the clay pigeoniness though, because those like sort of they fly across the sky.
Yeah.
Whereas the kite would probably be still. Maybe it's called the kite.
That's what I was thinking.
The kite, it's actually just like.
But it moves. Yeah.
These projectiles going.
It's not just like floating the sky. In the air.
Okay, put that
it's
down.
It's called the kite. Yeah.
It's like that that ship that's worth extra points in Space Invaders.
You're
running through them now. Running. Nah. Running is just a part of sport. It's just like, yeah. It's just physical exertion.
But like, obviously, if you're doing like a race.
It's not a race.
It's like, obviously, that's.
We know the best sport is running. Not a race. I'm afraid. Oof. I'm sorry.
Tell that to you, Usain Bolt.
He doesn't listen to the Friendship Quest.
How do you know?
Usain, please. How wild would that be?
Anyway.
Mo Farah.
Sailing is out.
Oh.
Skiing is out.
Well, we've got... ice in there.
No, we don't.
We do.
I've told you we don't.
That's so mean. Okay, sure.
And what about bobsleigh?
Okay, no. We can't have ice sports.
No. Shooting, there we go.
Shooting's in there. Nice.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Stick and ball. So hockey and ice hockey. Ice. Lacrosse.
You could have an ice version.
Yes.
Where instead of like you have like hoops in the air and you have to like jump up to them, they're like it's more ice hockey like.
Yeah.
So it's more like ground based, so there's not really jumping.
What if
But then that removes a lot of elements and it's almost exactly ice hockey. But with more nets. And discs to throw at a kite.
But I kind of love that. Imagine, like, people skating round on the ice rink, like, getting things into the holes on the ice.
Yeah.
And then throwing discs and doing figure dance.
Yeah, like, you still get extra points for figure skating. Yeah,
like, the number of twirls and twists.
So then we remove the climbing wall aspect as well.
I like the idea that everyone's on the climbing wall, the trampoline floor falls away, and ice comes up.
No.
Okay.
That's too much.
Okay.
You can have an ice sport equivalent, but I'm not letting you have ice with the trampolines.
Okay, we'll call it winter sport. Yeah. Whatever it's called.
Yeah. Tag.
Kind of love it.
You could have an element. But.
Maybe. No.
No.
No tag. Walking? Wall and ball?
Wall and ball. We can't have canoeing.
No.
I hate to tell you. There's not going to be swimming either.
We can't have a boat sport. Oh, that's so sad. There could be a water version. Like water polo.
Stop.
Mm.
I have to say no. Motorized sports?
Nah, it's too dangerous.
It's ridiculous. And then there's mind sports.
Mind
which I
sports.
I don't think we're really looking into. No. I appreciate them, but they're not what I think about when I'm thinking of the best sport.
Yeah, I think we're probably.
So I just think we're past it.
Well, those are the coolest sports.
I don't want backgammon in my sport. I appreciate it.
I love backgammon.
By itself.
Sudoku. It's gone.
It's just on the wall.
Yeah.
You have to
throw
solve
the
it.
Discs at the right square. Competitive crossword. You shout out the answers. No, we're making it too much like a game show at this point. If you're including mind games. That's what game shows are, aren't they, sometimes? It's just like...
Yeah, a combination.
A combination of physical and mind games.
But that's not what we're doing.
No, we're
ours
making...
is going to be better.
It's
going to
be the best.
Okay.
Okay, we're nearly
there. I think we've done it.
So, to recap,
honest, John.
We have a net game...
Yes, so it's got a net in the middle. I think it's got to be quite a high net.
It's like a higher it's a higher net than it's a higher and longer.
I don't know
what the right word is, but it's a very
reaches the ground like
yeah,
closer
yeah.
to the ground.
It's
yeah.
closer to the ground, so you don't go under it. You have to go over the net anyway.
Yeah,
which is fine. But it's a very high net, higher than volleyball, with climbing walls either side.
Yeah,
and a trampoline floor.
Yes.
Is this like one massive trampoline? One trampoline for each side? I'm thinking one trampoline for each side. Okay. If they're like jumping between climbing walls.
Oh, but then if it was one big trampoline, the way that other people are bouncing will affect you. Yeah,
that's what makes it complicated. So,
maybe one trampoline each side, because then part of the teamwork aspect would be timing your bounces.
It's like, because you can bounce people higher if you time it right.
Mm-hmm.
So you're bouncing people higher on the trampoline to get the ball over.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. And it's basically, the ball aspect is basically volleyball, right? Are we agreeing?
Fundamentally, yes.
Yeah.
I guess it changes depending on how many people we want on a team and how high the ball's going, because are people getting over the net to spike it? That seems very difficult on the trampolines.
Why?
Well, I don't know. It's just hard to receive at that point. I guess...
Or are we aiming to throw the ball into the hoops?
I don't know if the basketball aspect's going to work now. Because we've already got aiming with our flying discs.
Yeah, you've got a point.
I think we don't need basketball.
That's sad.
Yeah. I think it is going to be fundamentally volleyball.
Yeah.
Bouncing higher.
Yeah.
And then the bonus pigeons.
The ball would have to be quite soft.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's going to hurt someone.
Yeah.
Because that's going to have a lot behind it. Because even when you spike it down, it's going to bounce on the trampoline.
Yeah, I think it might have to be like a narrower window of where the ball can go.
Okay.
So that, you know, it's easier to predict and then safer.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be so fun. Can you imagine?
Yeah, so there's that.
And you can like kick the ball over. Like imagine you kick it and like in midair. So cool.
You get extra points for the more like acrobatic side of things.
Yeah,
there'll be certain moves that if you like crack them out, you get extra points.
If you win a point on with like a twist or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Like trampoline tricks. I don't know much about trampoline.
No, neither do I, but that's the aspect there.
Yeah, I like that. And then okay, so you got these. When do the pigeons come out? The kite. We're gonna call kite. It they're called the kite.
Yeah,
even though they're pigeons.
Well, they're not pigeons.
Well, they're like,
they're,
what are they?
Things.
They're,
there's, it's something that needs to be able to be hit down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because you can only really break a clay pigeon by shooting it, so they need to be softer than that.
But something.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out when we get to
some projectile that goes
sport.
Over this, over the,
something that flies above, like a snitch in Quidditch, flies above. And then each person has like discs with them at all times, because you don't know when the kite's going
to
come out.
Yeah.
And then you'd start having to aim at that. But obviously the rest of the game's still going on.
Yeah. So your teammates are probably trying to aim for it. But then like the really pro players will like pull off this really cool move where they they receive and hit the ball back while also like hit the kite.
So if you hit the kite down, you get quite a lot of points.
You get quite a lot of points.
Yeah.
And at some point, we're going to need to make it harder because people get too good at it. Hitting the kite down would just be normal. Maybe not. It's quite difficult.
That's the frisbee aspect anyway. The discs are frisbees. And you can have your stupid ice equivalent.
So there's an ice equivalent.
But that's not the best sport.
That's not the best sport. It's the second best sport, unfortunately. Best winter sport. Maybe the ice version isn't going to work.
Oh, I did tell you that.
Let us know what you think at thefriendshipquest@gmail.com. I think this sport would be excellent. What's its name?
Oof, I don't know.
Tell us what you think the name should be at the Friendship Quest. We'll read out the best suggestions.
Spider ball.
I'm sure there's already a spider ball. Any, like, word ball probably already has a name,
probably,
doesn't it?
Probably, yeah.
Flying...
Yeah, flying.
Bouncing thunder.
This does kind of sound like something that would be on Gladiators.
Yeah.
Are you Gladiators?
No, but it's better. It's way better and serious.
How long would they play for?
Would they play for like a rally, like up to, like volleyball goes up to 25 points, for example, a set.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. can do, yeah.
Maybe you put a time limit on it instead.
Yeah, I think that would work better. Because you're accumulating points, aren't you?
Yeah.
From various different things. Mm,
so I think that might work better.
Time limit split into halves. Because you've got to give them a break. They're bouncing around a lot.
Yeah. I like that better, actually. Because it means you don't get too exhausted. You'd hope. But the best sports to watch, you know when they're going to end?
Yeah, that's my thing with tennis.
Yeah, tennis can go on a long time, which makes it kind of epic sometimes.
Yeah, but sometimes you're like, it's still going.
Feel sorry for the people at Wimbledon for like the longest rally that ever happened or whatever. That was a few years ago. Can you imagine? Gosh. And then football always puts on extra time.
Yeah.
Or penalties. It's too long.
I don't think we'd need that.
No. It's just a draw. Well, there needs to be a tiebreak, though, doesn't there? Maybe you just add on extra rounds until they collapse.
Well, that could be, like, based on... The tiebreak could just be, like, whoever hit the kite down the most times.
Yeah.
Or, like, earned the most extra points.
Or you just do, like, a last-minute, like, kite-off.
Yeah, exactly. Done.
To decide it.
I think we've actually done it, John. You know what? You proposed this question to me, and I thought, we're not the best at this. But I think we've invented the best sport. I think we have actually come up with the best sport.
And please let us know what it should be called.
Oh, yeah, come up with some names.
So we can trademark it. It'd be expensive to produce. That's the one thing, is like, you'd need a lot of equipment.
But once you've made it...
It's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then all you need is a ball and some discs.
And a kite.
Yeah.
And a climbing wall.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That would already be there.
No, fair enough. Once it's there, every school will have one from now on. That would be so fun. Imagine, like, because the other kids in school get to, like, throw the kite.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Well.
Excellent. Let us know what you think. Leave us a comment on TikTok, a voice message on Anchor, and keep sending in your emails with questions. And you can send in your name still. Mm-hmm. and whatever else you think might interest us, and we'll read it out.
If you think you've come up with a better sport, you haven't, but if you have, let us know.
What's the best sport in your opinion?
Yeah.
And why?
Yep.
Excellent. We did it.
Woo!
That was a spike.
Didn't peak.
I want cool names for all the moves in our sport as well.
Yeah, yeah. There would be.
Yeah. As a triple slap down. Oh, look at that twist, Mc. Twisty McTwist.
Wow. Okay. I think we should end it here.
And remember, no matter what sport you play, nothing will ever be our sport.
Correct.
Finally, something we can agree on.
Yeah.